some roving reporter right there, Streetcar on KX93.5. Alyssa in for Tyler, which means I get to do a very special What's on Tap for today, which is pretty cool. I've got Brent, one of the founders of the Laguna Beach Beer Company, here with me, and we are going to explore. I think you got a cool little beer for us for today.
Oh, yeah. This one's special.
Oh, let's hear about it. I'm excited.
So this is a Russian Imperial Stout.
Okay.
Which means it's very high in alcohol. It actually comes in at 10%.
Oof.
We made this last year, and it was so delicious that we decided to age it in whiskey barrels.
Okay.
So this one is over a year in the making.
Ooh.
We just came out with it. It is on tap at both locations, and we will have a bottle release of it soon as well.
Nice. So whiskey and beer, two of my favorite things combined, can be very dangerous.
It brings out a lot of different flavors.
Okay.
As you'll notice when we take a sip, the stout obviously will be the roasty, chocolatey, caramel, coffee, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it sits in and ages in a whiskey barrel for 12 months, you get some vanilla, you get some oak, you get some of the whiskey, of course. So you get a lot of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a beer that you want to sip.
Yeah.
Drink like a port.
I can imagine since it's about 10%, you said. So that's pretty high for a beer.
It is. It can get dangerous because it actually drinks really well. And I think everybody will really like it.
Okay.
It's just a great beer. We're really proud of it.
Ooh, I'm excited. So let's crack that bad boy open.
All right.
Ah, that beautiful sound on a Friday. Thank you, Tyler, for not being here so I could do this again.
You're missing out, Tyler.
Yeah,
You are.
This. Oh, wow. That is dark. That is as dark as dark gets.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Fantastic.
All right, I'm going to give you this a sip and let's see where we're at.
Yep.
As dark as it is, it's not as thick and heavy as I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm. You get all those flavors coming through. You get the whiskey, you get the wood. It's such a complex beer.
Yeah.
What's really cool about these aged beers is that you really don't know what you're going to end up with.
You know?
Last time we saw it was over 12 months ago when we put it into the barrel and you put it in good temperature, you know, and taste it here and there, but you really don't know what it's going to end up.
So it's kind of almost a crapshoot.
It is. It really is. You do your best and you hope that you end up with something really good, and this one definitely is that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's full of different flavors, and it's kind of funny. Hold on. You get like, there's a tang to it almost in the middle that I get, which is interesting, and then it kind of folds out, but it doesn't sit heavy on your tongue,
it doesn't stay,
and I like that.
Yeah.
But it is dangerous. I could see how you could drink several of these and not realize it real quick.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful with them.
Yeah, that definitely could happen. I could see myself doing that personally. But it is. It's delicious. And it's worth the wait. I would definitely go pick this one up.
For sure.
Most definitely. Now, what do you guys got going on for the weekend?
So, obviously, we always have our happy hour 3 to 6 every day in both locations.
Okay.
Tomorrow, we'll be actually pouring beer at the San Clemente Brew Fest.
Nice.
At Left Coast.
Okay.
Of course, we always do trivia on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Trivia and tacos. So, if you haven't been to one, everybody out there's got to go.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's
you guys
fun.
Always do really good.
And the tacos are great, but I think maybe this week or next week, I'm going to take Tyler on, not be on the team.
Yeah, yeah.
Go head to head. See, yeah.
Great. Yeah, you should come down. I think I'll be hosting this week.
Okay.
This coming Tuesday. I've got a lot of friends coming down, so it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of stuff coming in. So come down to the tasting room, check out the board. We have all our events up there, our website as well, lagunabeer.com. We have our events up there, but we're getting ready for it. Action-packed summer. It's already getting nice out. The rain seems to have left.
And I think you guys have Keith, our reggae runnings guy, coming back on Sunday, right?
So
check
reggae
that out.
Reggae Sundays are starting up as well.
Which is perfect for the summer. Yeah, that's awesome.
Look forward to seeing you all there.
Yeah, can't wait. And this is absolutely delicious. So guys, make sure to go get this, but be careful because this one's dangerous.
And,
I can feel it.
And we only have about 4 kegs.
So So that's going to go quick.
Fast.
Yeah.
It will go really fast. So make sure to get down there and taste some.
Yeah, I would definitely go do that. Now, what would you, because I know you guys do all your food pairings with this. What would you pair this one with?
I'll definitely do one of our flatbreads.
Yeah.
Would be really good with it. The Ocean has some barbecue, but mainly our flatbreads that are in our awesome oven will go great with these darker.
Yeah, beers. I could definitely see that because just the flavors in it, something with maybe some balsamic in it would be really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I love my food to go with my beer, so I always have to ask.
We've got really educated and experienced bartenders, and so when you're down there, if you want to get some more information about what beers go with what foods we have, they'll
That's
be happy
perfect.
To help you out. They love talking about it.
And the food is great there, guys. So make sure to go check it out. Brent, I thank you. This
thank
is always an
much.
Awesome segment.
I love, it. Yeah.
I love when Tyler's not here, so I get to be a part of it. But
love
go
coming
check
in. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.